The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast with me, Bobby Beavers, alongside Paddy Aspel for Sunday the 30th of September. Paddy, great to see you. Have you had a good week?
Yeah, been okay, been busy enough. It's good to be in here today. Absolutely jam-packed with racing. Some real good quality. We've just witnessed a very, very emphatic winner of the Gambitier at Newmarket, Frankie Dettori for John Gosden on the back of what has been a very, very good day also for the Ballydoyle team.
Yeah, Ballydoyle having a great day at the office at Newmarket. And Wissahickon was your winning horse of the Cambridgeshire. He's down in the end, wasn't it, from Frankie?
Yeah, he was. All the action happened right up the centre of the track. And really, from a furlong down, it was just a case of how far, to be honest. But I mean, it had a previous course run, but I mean, it was a flop, to be honest, on the July course. But you know, apart from that, he's been unbeaten this season, Wissahickon, but he's bounced right back to his best and 9-5 on his back and from stall 21. And like I say, he was probably won maybe the guts of 4 or 5 lengths, to be honest. There was a few staying on from the back when it was all over. UAE Prince in particular, and Kin Ren, a few others that caught the eye, but it was the winner first and the rest nowhere, really, for a race of that quality. Apparently, you know, a so-called handicap, but seriously impressive effort.
Yeah, it certainly was indeed. And I suppose as well, if we look at what happened earlier on in the card, of course, Beatboxer for them was lame.
He was. He looked to, you know, because Frankie was... I won't say almost dislodged coming out of the stalls, but he was having to sit tight. So he's obviously knocked himself coming out of the gates and he's picked up an injury because he didn't even travel at all. You know, it was too bad to be true. And so you just put a line through that and hopefully he's not too badly injured and there'll be another day. But it did take away from the spectacle of the race a little bit. But I say on the whole, it's been the Aidan O'Brien show, hasn't it?
It certainly has indeed. And just talking of Aidan O'Brien as well, at the time of recording, Mendelssohn has not run. But obviously what we do need to briefly talk about, Paddy, is that obviously Ryan Moore is not at Newmarket this afternoon. He's over in the US. Mendelssohn competing there later on this evening. Just to confirm at the moment, obviously Mendelssohn hasn't run. Do you think it couldn't fall right for Mendelssohn this evening?
I'm hoping so. I mean, it all depends on how the track is riding and whatnot. But the fact that Ryan has gone out there because he's only got one other ride, which I think could have a chance, the Dascombe horse. But like I said, it depends on ground conditions. But, you know, he's given up some really, really good prizes today, or potential prizes, to go out there. And he's had great success out in the States, Ryan Moore, and he really does seem to have plenty of knowledge of that these American tracks now and how to win there. So, yeah, certainly we'd be there with every chance. And I was just looking before I came in to some fantastic prize money on offer. So I hope he's chosen right.
Yeah, me too. It'd be great to see Mendelssohn win over there again, because he won at the Breeders' Cup meeting last year, is that right?
I think it was Mendelssohn, yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, it'd be good to see him win out in the US again. Paddy, looking ahead to the afternoon's racing on Sunday, there is only 3 meetings. It's Epsom, Musselburgh and Navan. As always, this is where we ask the pundit for two selections on the podcast. So what are your two selections ahead of racing on Sunday?
Well, my first one is a low-grade race tomorrow. It's the apprentice race at Musselburgh, the 525, the last race. It's a very, very unappealing race because the bulk of this field come into the race badly out of form, to be honest. And so I'm going to go with the horse at the top here. I finished third behind him up at the track last time, our place in Lule, and the horse of Jim Goldie's, who chased him home that day, has followed up since. So the form is pretty rock solid, to be honest. He is drawn three, which is off the fence over his five furlongs at Musselburgh, but there is only the seven runners. But like I said, there's some woefully out of form horses here. So I think with Phil Dennis booked, who's a regular rider for the Noel Wilson stable, he has got real, real solid claims here to go back-to-back our place in Lule.
And your second selection, please?
Second one, I was going to go over to Ireland for a horse of Jed O'Keefe's, which he took over there last time. I'll just see if I can find him now. He is ridden by the same jockey, Sean Davis, who gave him an excellent ride up at Navan the last day. It was an excellent day for Sean Davis all round, only spoofing. And although there was only six runners that day, I thought he was very, very tough because the second really put it up to him that day, and he's had to dig deep. Sean Davis is going to take an excellent five off his back. I'm not actually sure if it was... See if it was Sean Davis now, because I did watch the race on the day and I seen the interview afterwards, and I'm pretty, yeah, it was Sean Davis. He had a very good day that day. But yeah, he was very, very well placed, this horse. And, you know, Jed O'Keefe, very, very shrewd operator. Horses have been running okay in the UK. He's not had any winners in the last fortnight, but I've been keeping an eye on his runners. And as the old saying goes, they've been running very well without winning. So only spoofing tomorrow from stall 10, off a mark of 77, which Sean's claim off. This is another Premier Handicap tomorrow. Good prize on offer. There is other UK Raiders participating on the card as well, but very good prize over at Nays tomorrow. I'm hoping this is a strongly run event to suit only spoofing, because he really, really likes a battle, this horse, and knows how to win. So only spoofing to win the Premier Handicap at Nays tomorrow.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Paddy, for joining us here on the podcast. Do listen to William Hill Racing Radio on Sunday, the 30th of September, with Ollie Pimlott, Tom Morley and John Budden.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.